victory. If you tick all the boxes in this checklist, victory is yours guaranteed. The word will work for you. If you know you have obeyed God according to his word, if you are confident that you tick all the boxes and you've still yet to receive the manifestation of God's promise, then you need to go to Faith Booster Persistence and Patience until due season. Be assured, manifestation is on its way. God said, "So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. Ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise." I want to give you some good, compelling reasons to convince you the odds are in your favor. We are his workmanship, created in Christ unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Keep reminding yourself, "I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me." "There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee." Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Okay, so first on the checklist, A, make sure you live in consistent obedience with God's commands. "There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not forsake thee, nor fail thee. Be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not thou from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." Surrender your will to God's will. Be obedient. Surrendering all to obey equals victory always. "And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God." B, be sure the scripture you stand on is relevant for your situation. Don't go into a spiritual fight without your armor. The armor is essentially the word of God. If you go into a fight unarmed without God or his word, you will feel like you got into a gang fight, only your gang didn't show up. So what I recommend for you to do in order to get the right word for your situation is to invest in one of those booklets which have a list of specific scriptures to be used under different circumstances. Also, invest in a concordance to help you compare related scriptures. Pray for God's guidance and God will reveal the one to be used for your situation. Because faith cannot come if you don't have the word. And if you don't have the word, you don't have faith, and without faith your victory is non-existent. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. The word is a sword, it's a weapon. God has laid before you in his word, an entire elaborate range of artillery fit to alienate any enemy you face. So be sure to select the correct weapon to ensure your victory. The psalmist wrote that the entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. C. Be sure you aren't practicing wrongdoing. As explained in the Faith Booster, the just shall live by faith, Jesus compares the word of God with a seed being planted with the objective of getting a harvest. Here's the thing, sin hinders the growth of the seed of faith that you sow, and it also hinders confidence. 1 John chapter 3 verse 21 says, Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then we have confidence towards God. When you are in sin, you know you are not in right standing with God, so you start condemning yourself. You lose confidence in the word producing. So make sure you're confident you are right with God. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Hebrews 12:1 says, Wherefore seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. The Amplified Version says, Therefore then, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses who have borne testimony to the truth, let us strip off and throw aside every encumbrance, unnecessary weight, and that sin which so readily, deftly, and cleverly clings to and entangles us. Let us run with patient endurance and steady and active persistence the appointed course of the race that is set before us. Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. The law of God must be obeyed for manifestation to happen. Matthew 6:33 confirms this is true. God has set laws, and when you aren't in line with them, you are in sin. You're transgressing from the law. The wages of sin is death. That means you go backwards. Any word seeds that you planted in the soil of your heart will die and wither away without producing any fruit. So admit your guilt. Forget making any excuses. The Bible says in the New Living Translation, people who cover over their sins will not prosper, but if they confess and forsake them, they will receive mercy. So accept Christ's forgiveness. He is waiting to clean your slate. Ask Him to clear your conscience, and then remember, there is no condemnation for those who belong to Christ. So, knowing that, forgive yourself and focus on moving forward. Do not remember the past events. Pay no attention to look to things of old. I am about to do something new. Even now it is coming. Do you not see it? Indeed, I will make a way in the wilderness, rivers in the desert. D. Make sure no doubt or unbelief is in the field amongst your seed. This is where the devil will use his power of suggestion that what God has promised won't come to pass. And he usually discourages you by using the fact that what you want is taking a while longer than you want it to. Only he lies and tells you it ain't ever gonna happen. But the word says, Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come and will not tarry. Look at Abraham. Even though circumstances weren't ideal, check out his attitude, who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken. So shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. Now, Abraham didn't consider his body, which was old. As far as he was concerned, he was the father of many nations. The bad report didn't deter him at all. Don't let bad reports of your situation deter you. Philippians 4:8 says, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things." The word is the good report, so think on that thing, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, or the Word. Anything that tries to lift itself as more significant than the Word in your heart, cast it down. Bring it into captivity to the obedience of the Word. I know that the Scripture says Christ, but Scripture tells us Christ is also called the Word of God. So bringing your thoughts to the obedience of Christ is to be in obedience with the Word. Now, after you have prayed, do as Abraham did. Be strong in faith, giving glory to God. So keep thanking him as if you have the physical materialization of what you asked for. The seed is in the ground, it's coming up. So tolerate no thought other than what the Word says. Now, the best, most effective way that you can cast down thoughts is with words. More specifically, with God's words, the word that you are standing on. So when doubt comes, say the word that you are standing on out loud and interrupt the thought in your mind. You must say it out loud in order to successfully interrupt it. Otherwise, you're just fighting with thoughts. You must say it loud. If you just fight a thought with a thought, it's not as effective. You can't fight a thought with a thought, just like you can't fight fire with fire. You fight thoughts with words, like you fight fire with water. So when the devil launches those fiery darts of thought at you, you respond with the living water of the spoken word. Boy, that's good, even if I say so myself. Thank you, Jesus. You may battle like that for a while, but after a while, all that will be in your mind is the word. So submit yourselves, therefore, to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Now, here's how you do it. We're going to have some fun here. Say, for example, you have a thought of doubt regarding your needs being supplied, and the enemy says to you, "God ain't going to meet your need this time. He may have done it before, but this time is different." Shut up, devil. Don't rant with me. I'm warning you. You might want to mess with me now, but you won't want to mess with me in a second, because I'm calling my big brother Jesus. You better get out of here. Too late. I'm calling him right now. You parade around seeking who you may devour, but you ain't going to devour me. Jesus! Satan's trying to mess with the seed you planted in my heart again. You deal with him for me. I can do all things when you strengthen me. Then Holy Spirit, who's Jesus' assistant, hands you a massive machine gun loaded with bullets. And these bullets are the Word of God. Jesus promises in John 16:26, "The Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you." And so you say to the devil, "Devil, say hello to my massive friend. Sorry, I know that accent's terrible. But anyway, devil, say hello to my massive friend. And you start firing the word of God you're standing on at him. Each word of the scripture you say is a bullet. And even though he flees, you keep firing more. My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. That's one round or clip. And the Holy Spirit brings you another clip. And you reload. And you empty that one. No, I'm not done yet. You should know better than to try and rank with me. I still got more. Guess what else? In the time of famine, I won't be ashamed. I'll be satisfied. Next clip. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall have no want for anything. I shall have want for nothing. I will always have all sufficiency in all things. Not only that, I have enough to abound to every good work. My bread is sure. The righteous have never been forsaken. You know what you're doing? You know what you're doing when you're doing this? It's called fighting the good fight of faith. You know why it's called a good fight? Because you always win. Submit to God and he will flee from you. Jesus did the same thing. He responded out loud, "It is written. It is written. It is written." Give glory to God even before you see manifestation. Give God thanks, giving gratitude for what you have received by faith when you are awaiting manifestation. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. Don't wait until you see manifestation to give thanks. Start now. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty, for all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. But thanks be to God, which giveth us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. For whosoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory. Act in faith as though you have received what you asked for physically. You may recall I shared an example with you in God's Will for You is Prosperity, a business principle which brilliantly explains how I have noticed God likes to operate is just-in-time production. When a car is manufactured in just-in-time production, as the car moves along the assembly line, all the parts for that car arrive just in time as the car reaches the position where it needs its part. And God tells us to keep moving forward in faith, and as soon as the project needs the funds or other resources, God somehow pulls all the pieces together just in time. Now, the truth is, he already worked out, before you were even born, how he would work it all out. And he has given us everything that pertains unto life. But we can't visibly see that. We just take God at his word. The just shall live by faith. But sometimes the resources you think you need to go ahead won't be visible until you get right up until the point where it is needed. And I believe this is God's reasoning for this, is to train us to trust him. When the resources you need for a project aren't visible, keep moving forward in faith as if you are in the car factory and you know the part you need will be there when you need it. Often we don't have the resources ahead of time, and this is why God said that the just shall live by faith, and we walk by faith, not by sight. Show God you are confident. He will deliver. Don't keep begging him to do something. Praise him for what you know he has already done. You asked according to his will, so you know he heard the petitions, and therefore you can be confident that you have the petitions that you desired of him. Because when you asked, you believed you received. It's a done deal. So praise him and give him glory, thanking him for what you have received. Keep moving forward as God directs with no physical evidence of resources. And soon you will be with the visible manifestation of the word God promised. So give him praise. Okay, so that was the checklist. If you tick all the boxes, victory is yours for certain. Now, I just want to spend a few more minutes to give you some inspiration and encouragement to keep going through hard times. We are in a vicious war with an unseen, relenting, and remorseless enemy. Okay, Elliot, that sounds encouraging. Thanks a lot. No, hear me out. I don't want to make that your constant focus, but you must be aware of it. You should focus on God and his goodness, because that is what will see you through. But it's sad to see many believers live and walk without a sense of war, and they are at ease, and this is why they are constantly down. If an enemy is fighting you and you don't seem to know it, you make his victory certain and easy, but the Bible has given a clear understanding that the Christian life is a life of constant war, but we have no reason to fear, for whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. He who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. Faith in that word is all you need to keep the enemy where he belongs, which is under your feet. You are to stay focused and resist the evil one at all cost. Every time he attacks, just say, "My help cometh from the Lord, which hath made heaven and earth. The Lord said unto my Lord, Sit thou on my right hand until I make thy foes thy footstool." If a foe is your footstool, they are under your feet. That means you are above, standing on top of them. The Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail, and thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. If thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God to observe and to do them. Jesus said, "Behold, I give you the authority to trample over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by in any means hurt you." You are more than a conqueror, more than a conqueror. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. You are an overcomer, because ye are strong, and the word of God abideth in you. Ye have overcome the wicked one. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Recognize who the enemy is and what he comes to do. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in the high places. The thief cometh not but for to steal and kill and to destroy. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold unto eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. Victory is already yours. Jesus obtained the victory. Your job is to obey his commands to secure the victory in your situation. The victory is already obtained. All that is needed is your obedience, and it will manifest. For example, 1 Peter 2:24, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that ye, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. Were. That's in the past tense. The past tense is only used for something already done. You aren't trying to get something that you don't have. It has already been given you. Now you simply need to grab hold onto what is already yours by claiming your victory through obedience. When you are afraid to obey, and usually this is due to external influences which you can't see being resolved if you do obey, but that is Satan trying to take away your victory. Satan comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Satan can't steal from you, kill, or destroy what you don't already have. So that is proof you have something already that he doesn't want you to have. So he is trying to stop you from obeying so your victory can't manifest. His power is through suggestion. He knows we can't see. We have to walk by faith, so he turns up the heat on our circumstances to give us reasons to fear being obedient. But let's see what God has to say about this. Be not afraid, nor dismayed by reason. For the battle is not yours, but God's. When thou goest out to battle against thine enemies, and seest horses and chariots and people more than thou, be not afraid of them, for the Lord God is with thee. So say to your enemies and circumstances, the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. David wrote, I have been young, and now I am old. Yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken. Remember, keep looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Remember, victory is yours. Just be patient. God will come through. He will not forsake the righteous. In fact, he can't. It is my prayer this will be of great help to you. I'm praying for you and your victory in everything. Peace and love. Thank you.